A vigil for the victims in Colorado Springs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Raise your candle to show your love for our community and Club Q.
Hundreds gathered outside the nightclub remembering the five people shot dead Saturday night. 19 others were injured until some in the club fought back and stopped the shooter.
I saw him and I went and got him. And when I pulled him down, I told him I was hitting him. I want to kill you, guy.
Rich Fierro is an Army veteran who helped hold the attacker until police arrested him. Anderson Aldridge remains hospitalized, facing murder and hate crimes charges. It was also somber in Washington State.
Loved ones gathering to remember the first victim of last week's quadruple murder in Idaho. Ethan Chapin, who was just 20 years old, is remembered as a triplet, a devoted friend, son, and brother. His siblings also attend the University of Idaho. As the family says, they were all so close.
Fox's Brooke Singman back in Moscow, Idaho, where those four university students were stabbed to death in a home 9 days ago. There is still no suspect. Atlanta has reached a $1 million settlement with the widow of Rayshard Brooks, the black man shot and killed during a struggle with police in June 2020 in the unrest shortly after George Floyd was killed by police in Minneapolis. Iran continues to up the nuclear ante, now enriching uranium to a higher purity at a second facility, just a step closer to weapons grade. The U.S. has been trying to get back into the international Iran nuclear deal that's being violated. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says
we continue to exert pressure on Iran for steps that it's taking to strengthen its nuclear program.
Blinken said that in Qatar, where a short time ago there was a huge upset at soccer's World Cup, considered one of the biggest in history.
2-1, Saudi Arabia has defeated heavily favored Argentina.
The call on Fox Sports 1, the U.S. tied Wales 1-1 in the American opener and plays England next on Friday, then Iran next Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
It's pro time because at Lowe's, it's Provember. Save big with inventory you can count on, like Flex products or DeWalt power tools starting at just $99. Plus, Lowe's MVPs members earn up to 3 times bonus points per dollar on select items. Save all Provember long. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. MVP's Pro Rewards Program terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change. Prices valid from 10/17/22 to 2/3/23 or until supplies last.
Smith & Wesson is committed to empowering Americans no matter what. With inflation hitting everywhere, we've decided to make a change. Now, you can buy a Smith & Wesson Shield Plus, our most popular concealed carry firearm, at an all-new low price, $100 off MSRP. We're absorbing the costs and passing along the savings to you so you don't have to compromise on personal security. Visit smithandwesson.com to find a Shield Plus near you. Smith & Wesson. Always expect the best.
Nearly 2 weeks after the midterm elections, another Republican victory. Win number 219 in the House, adding to the slim GOP majority in the next Congress, with four races still undecided. David Valadao won a close re-election fight in California. He is just the second of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach then-President Trump after the Capitol riot to be re-elected. Eight others either lost or did not run again. There has been another Capitol riot conviction.
23-year-old Riley Williams from Pennsylvania has been convicted of 6 counts. The judge ordered her detained until sentencing, saying she has no confidence that Williams has any respect for the rule of law. While she was found guilty of civil disorder and resisting officers, as well as 4 other misdemeanors, the jury deadlocked on whether she obstructed an official proceeding or helped steal Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop, which still hasn't been recovered. Prosecutors showed video of her telling another person to use gloves before touching the computer. Prosecutors also said a witness told the FBI Williams intended to sell the laptop to some Russian contacts. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The University of Virginia's football season is over because of the shooting earlier this month that left 3 players dead. The Cavaliers canceling their game against rival Virginia Tech this coming Saturday. Virginia also nixed the game last Saturday against Coastal Carolina, instead holding a 2-hour memorial service for the players. Now to the NFL, a Monday night blowout.
It was a damp night in Mexico City, but neither the rain nor the altitude slowed down the San Francisco offense in a 38-10 demolition of division rival Arizona. Jimmy Garoppolo threw 4 touchdown passes for the 49ers, 2 each to George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk. Debo Samuel also had a rushing score for the 49ers. With the win, San Francisco improves to 6-4 on the season and is now tied with Seattle for first place in the NFC West.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. On Wall Street, stocks could rise at the opening bell. Dow futures are up more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. State of Illinois is cutting its ties to Russia. And a bill passed last week. The state has officially ended its financial relationship to the country in the wake of the Ukraine invasion and war that's been raging for 10 months now. The Russian Divestment Act passed unanimously. Reps Tim Butler and Sandy Hamilton sponsoring the bill. Have you ever wanted to put your Christmas tree skills to the test? Champaign man receives heart in a box. The Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign was full of Christmas trees, handcrafted, ready to be auctioned off. Dozens of people showed up for the 27th anniversary of Junior League of Champaign-Urbana's Festival of Trees on Sunday. Recent data shows a significant increase in travel and tourism in Champaign County last year. It brought a strong positive economic impact to the community. Champaign County reported travel and tourism supporting over 4,100 jobs, a 14% increase. Counties supported were Champaign, Douglas, Moultrie, and Piatt. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, good morning. It's Tuesday, November 22. It's weather time on this Tuesday morning, brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, diabetes is one of the most common health complications in the United States, but more than 25% of those who have it don't even know it. Diabetes is manageable, and it's important to talk with your doctor, and maybe daughter, about prevention and management. Live your best life. Visit Carl.org.
That was meteorologist Greg Sawyer. That was Diane Ducey.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Stevie J. Good morning. Mr. Sawyer, your boys like turkey, don't they? They're turkey guys, aren't they?
Yeah, they like any food stuff. Yeah. Leftovers don't stand a chance.
Oh boy. So you're on the leftover detail, they get the fresh stuff. Is that kind of it or no?
They eat it all. Anything that goes in that fridge has a shelf lifespan of maybe an hour. So
yeah, I get it. Back, well, in it. Good growing boys. It's meteorologist Greg Sawyer. Thanksgiving's going to be warmer than certainly weather last week, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and we told you that we'd get into this mild Pacific flow. The jet stream would return to the north. Next week, it kind of buckles across the western states, so there'll be some moisture there. And what moisture comes our way, we think, over the next 10 days to 2 weeks is going to be primarily, if not all, in liquid form. And hopefully being able to pull the frost or freeze back out of the ground, there should be some at least nominal drought improvement in the coming days. No major systems whatsoever on the maps and charts here within a day or two drive of east central Illinois, except for the cleanup from the lake snows through Michigan and in the western New York state, where that part of the country might actually get into another round of some accumulating snow over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. 23 now, Willard in Savoy, 21 at Rantoul, 25 Bloomington Normal, to 26 at Danville. A little frost scraping off the windshield this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, southwest breeze, 54 this afternoon, compares to an average high of about 48, 49, so above average till further notice. We'll bottom out tonight at 29. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny, south breeze, and a high temperature up near 57 degrees. Dry roads, good visibility anticipated. It'll be a little sprinkly dew down here for Thanksgiving morning if you're going to toss the pigskin around before dinner time. A little rain breaking out in some spots in the afternoon. But again, rain, no ice, no snow at 53 for the high on Thanksgiving Day. A little bit cooler, 49 to 50 for the day on Friday with a partly cloudy sky. A little rainier spell back in for Saturday afternoon, Saturday night in particular. But again, temperatures well above freezing for a high. 48 on Saturday and high still well into the 40s around here for Sunday and Monday of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sawyer.
Well, how much sleep do you really need?
Right.
Dr. Deanie Robbins? What kind of doctor are you, Deanie?
I'm a naturopathic doctor.
Naturopathic. That means no drug stuff. I love that.
Right.
Yeah. My mom's 29 years old and she doesn't take any medicine
at
all. Well, that's what she tells me. She's 29. I don't know.
29 for at least, what, five times? No, not that long.
I think
whatever.
She's 29 for 64 more times. So anyway, but she hasn't taken anything. She hasn't taken any medication. I don't think she ever has.
To live your life.
She just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Deanie Robbins, what is it, naturopath? What is it called?
Yes, naturopathic doctor.
Okay, naturopathic doctor. How much sleep do we need, Deanie? And I know it depends on who you are, but let's start with kids. What do you think?
Okay, so I have a whole chart. It's CDC approved. A newborn to 3 months old needs between 14 and 17 hours. An infant needs between 4 months and 12 months, 12 to 16 hours. Toddlers from 1 to 2 need 11 to 14 hours, and that's with naps. Preschoolers from 3 to 5 years old should sleep at least 10 to 13 hours. School-aged children from 6 to 12 years old should be 9 to 12 hours. Teenagers, 13 to 18, need between 8 to 10 hours minimum. Adults from 18 years old to 60 need 7 plus hours. 7's good, though. And then from 61 to 64, you're between 7 and 9 hours. But at 65, it reduces to 7 to 8 hours.
Okay, so none of us get any of that. Deanie, now what?
Well, you have to improve your sleep environment. That's how it starts. Okay. What I've noticed for people is, you know, you have your iPhone. You have a lot of EMFs going, which is electromagnetic field, going through your bedroom, which is iPads, televisions, I mean, everything that's mental stimulation, and you really need to shut that all off and just really have your bed, your sheets, your pillows, your blankets, and just you. Nothing else, no mental stimulation. And this will actually, in some cases, people call it bore themselves to sleep, so that at least their body has the ability to just relax, come down, because that's the whole point of sleeping, is to recharge yourself. So if you have your iPhone and it's dying, what do? You plug it in and you recharge it, right? Well, that's what you need to do with your body. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to lay down with no stimulation. I'm serious about the no stimulation, because even when you think you're sleeping, you're not really sleeping because it's disrupted by the EMFs going back and forth in your room. So my suggestion is to put all your electronics, no television, no noise in the background, you know, and have your room totally silent. And if you can't fall asleep, you can always buy those little sound machines that do the white noise, and eventually you'll fall asleep.
Is there such a thing as catching up on sleep, or once it's gone,
right.
It's gone?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like catching up on food.
Well, I do that too. I do that too at 11 p.m.
Right.
I mean, you shouldn't eat before you go to bed, right?
Correct. Yeah. A minimum of 3 to 4 hours before you go to sleep, because then your body gets disrupted. So is it going to sleep or is it going to digest? And usually it has to digest, so now you're not going to sleep.
Let's talk about caffeine before you go to bed. And that seems to be a symptom for me, Deanie. What do we do with that?
Well,
don't have caffeine before bed, right? But I have it in the morning. I'm okay.
But I mean, is 4 hours out, the last cup of coffee at 4 p.m. kind of thing?
Well, it depends on what time you're going to sleep. But bottom line is, I mean, why do you need caffeine past 4 o'clock unless you have a night shift that you have to work?
Okay.
Correct?
Right.
You know, I know people like to have a cup of coffee with a little Danish after dinner, mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, why not a cup of chamomile tea or something that's going to calm you, or maybe some mint tea to help you digest your food? That would help a lot. Besides the non-stimulation, you're not supposed to eat before you go to bed. Consume any alcohol, though people think that puts you to sleep. It really doesn't. And caffeine. And the a very important thing is to get in a sleep habit. You know what I'm saying? Not to vary it. Like, you need to go to sleep, like, let's say every day at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and then wake up every single day at 5 or 6, whatever it is.
Well,
you have to have that cycle consistent, because your body won't regulate itself in the circadian cycle.
Well, Dr. Deanie Robbins, Camarino, California?
Camarillo, California.
Well, that's 513. I really
She's
like.
She's up early.
Listen, I like you, and I'm sure you're great at what you do, but you're like the teacher that told me what I did wrong on a test. I got a 32. It's like everything's wrong.
Right.
It's like I get But we know that your immune system, your health, well, mental health. I mean, you got to rest. You got to sleep.
Yeah.
And it's if you don't do that, then it's just they're just problems that mount. I mean, when you don't sleep at all, you don't see the world the same. It's really something. So, Deanie, do you get good sleep?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
I've taught myself over the years, because I didn't. I used to sleep 4 hours for like probably 20-something years. And now I'm sleeping a good seven consistently. That's because I turn everything off and I force myself to go right to bed.
Good for you.
And then,
it's awesome.
But it's something you can learn.
It's totally important, and you should, and no question. How can people find you or connect with you, Deanie?
Well, they can look at Inner Health Center, innerhealthcenter.com.
Nice meeting you. Thanks for waking up.
It was nice Good talking to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to Dr. Deanie Robbins, ESPN 93.5. We check your sports headlines.
I forgot to ask her. You know, so many people say the turkey will put you to sleep. You got that dopamine going on.
When you eat Brother Johnny's jump time.
I wondered, I was listening to her, and if having a nightcap is good or bad.
Right, and she said the alcohol isn't a good solution.
No.
No.
It certainly makes you sleepy, though, doesn't it? I mean,
I don't know. There's probably some things to it.
I have, you know, still NyQuil.
Yeah.
And somebody told me that's like a cognac.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Well, it's got 25% alcohol or something.
There's nothing in the book.
Alcohol-based.
Nothing in the book that suggests when you have triplets and you're up every 20 minutes, you just do that. That's all you do. You don't think about how much you sleep.
That's right.
But now, I mean, shoot, I'm going.
Well, Steve, you should talk to the triplets. They're 25 now.
Right, but now, I was going to say, these days, I'm going four, five, 6 hours in a row, which I don't know if I've done that in a long time.
No, well, that's good. I get up a lot, but I get my 7 or 8 hours, you know.
Combined? That's pretty good.
Yeah, probably.
That's good. Yep.
Agreed.
All right, sports headlines.
Illinois defensive coordinator Ryan Walters was selected one of 15 semifinalists for the prestigious Broyles Award. And we'll see how things come out as the assistant coach. Illinois ranks in the top 10 in the nation with 17 major defensive categories. Mm. The award is presented annually to the nation's top assistant coach. So we'll see how he does in Little Rock, Arkansas on December 6th. I was looking at the first in passing efficiency defense at 91.8, second in interceptions with 17. I mean, the list goes on and on. So congratulations to Illinois and Coach Ryan Walters. Terrence Shannon Jr., Big Ten Player of the Week, averaging 22.7 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 4.3 assists. Our Illini facing Lindenwood come Friday at 8 at the State Farm Center. By the way, I was just talking football, and Illinois is at Northwestern on Saturday, and the kickoff is at 2:30. When it comes to Illinois basketball and where we're ranked now, we've bumped up to number 16.
Well, what? Basketball?
Yeah.
We beat the number 8 team, and we almost beat the number, 16 team, but which Virginia?
You know what?
Virginia has to be top 10.
You're right.
They beat Baylor by like a lot.
Yeah.
Well, Illinois should be top 10. I mean,
I think we probably are, but I'd rather have them at 16, to be honest.
Yeah. All right.
You're right.
It's early.
No, it actually helps to have a chip on your shoulders.
Yeah. Well, they'll have the chip. Yeah. They'll be ticked about that.
There you go.
We're up 3 spots after those 2 games.
And see, now we've got Indiana at 11, Michigan State at 12, and Maryland, Purdue, and Iowa made the top 25 on the bottom half there. Did you say Virginia? Top 5 now. Yeah. They are number 5.
Went from 16 to 5.
Well, right. I mean,
I thought Illinois
was 4-0. Now.
I mean, our last 3 minutes weren't that bad.
Come on. I mean, it really. Anyway, okay. Well, it's not a chip, it's a boulder on the shoulder. We'll be right back. It's Weather and Fox Business Minute. I got a clip you got to hear today. Got to hear this. Hang on.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. And then Saturday, a nice couple of days worth of mild weather in store. Dry roads, good visibilities for the big travel day tomorrow, if not heading out sooner. Next weather systems carry with them rain across the area with a couple of showers breaking out on Thanksgiving Day. Some organized rains on Saturday. That will certainly help with the ability to get some of that moisture in these unfrozen grounds by and large, and some drought improvement anticipated, and no real winter in sight here, even into the early days of the month of December. Sunshine, milder, southwest breeze, 54 for the day today. We'll bottom out clear tonight, 29. Unseasonably mild for the day tomorrow. South breezes and a mostly sunny sky at 57. Clouding up on Thanksgiving Day, a few sprinkles mid to late morning, a couple of showers in the afternoon. High on Thanksgiving Day, delightful at 53. Near 50 and a partly cloudy Friday. Some rain breaking out by Saturday afternoon. The high near 48. Quiet weather expected. Dry weather too for Sunday and Monday. High temperatures still well into the 40s. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Meet the new boss at Disney, the same as the old boss, Bob Iger, returning as chief executive of the entertainment giant less than a year after stepping down as executive chairman. He replaces Bob Chapek, who took over as CEO 2 years ago. The company, which dropped the bombshell Sunday, thanked Chapek for his service and announced Iger will serve an additional 2 years, effective immediately. During his 15 years at the helm, Disney absorbed Pixar, Lucasfilm, and launched Disney Plus. Disney shares, which have fallen 40% this year, rallying on the news. And Carvana shares under pressure in the pre-market after the Wall Street Journal quoted analysts as saying the online used car retailer could run out of cash within a year. The company announced Friday it was laying off about 1,500 workers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
It all started with the brutal murder of a young married couple. Now, more than 40 years after the couple was found, investigators and forensic genealogists are cracking the case wide open to uncover a stunning second mystery.
Where's the baby?
I said, well, wait, he had a baby?
We cross the country speaking with victims' families and those close to the case as we ask, what about Holly?
I just want to know what happened.
Available on FoxNewsPodcasts.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Well, if you're trying to sell your home, Nate Evans and his team know how to deal with market conditions, any market conditions, because they've been around a while. He can put his customized, proven buyer-finding market system to work for you. Nate is ready to put the sold sign in front of your house. That's what you're looking for when you're trying to sell your house.
For sure. And we found out when we visited his Muhammad office across from the fire station about his background as a construction guy from Gifford. Well, Nate partners with some of the top builders in the region, some of them exclusively, and has knowledge of new developments going up before other buyers are aware of them. New construction homes before they hit the market in a variety of price points and neighborhoods. Is this something you're interested in? Do you want to start a new chapter? Great marketing gets you great results, and that means more money for you. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home, offers flexible fees, and can help you sell your home for the most money possible. So call a friend you can trust, Nate Evans, and talk about your timeline. Get things going at 217-239-7113. The only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Or just simply Google Nate Evans Group and start packing.
With the holiday season upon us, we at Gale Frerichs Trucking would like to take time out to express our appreciation and heartfelt thanks to our drivers and support staff. We take pride in making family and safety the top priorities at GFT. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott, inviting all Class A CDL holders in Central Indiana and Illinois to join our family so you can provide for and spend more time with your family. We offer paid holidays and vacations, home time every weekend and holiday, the industry's top pay package, safety and operations bonuses, rider program, insurance, $4,000 sign-on bonus, and more. Call 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com to join the GFT family and get pay and quality home time you can count on. 765-793-7131.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, champagne.com.
Tis the season for fresh-cut Christmas trees and greens to bring the sweet scent of holidays to your home. And at Prairie Gardens, you know you'll get your perfect fresh-cut Christmas tree with balsams, Fraser firs, and more, and incredible fragrant wreaths, fresh evergreen boughs, and garlands, all at prices you'll love. Plus, poinsettias fresh from the greenhouses. Exclusively at Prairie Gardens, extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and...
Ho, ho, ho!
I got a Steve.
Christmas.
Stever coming up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's a picture
of a guy here I'm about to describe. He's got dreadlocks. He's got a green T-shirt. He's speaking to Maricopa County, which is Phoenix. And he's talking about the election. And, you'd pass him. Where would you see him? Maybe Venice Beach, Johnny?
He's good. You need a buck, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, and,
green T-shirt, long dreads, and just... You probably wouldn't think twice, except, you know, we probably won't agree politically with a guy that looks like that.
And you don't know, but yeah, he's, you got him covered right there, kind of.
So here's what he did when he walked to the podium for these 2 minutes.
Where was he, Steve?
Phoenix, Maricopa County, at the city council.
City council.
I think it's a city council.
All right.
Some government board listening.
All right.
Good morning. Once again, the eyes of the world are upon Maricopa County for another botched election. Am I here to accuse you of stealing the vote? Heavens no, for that would make me a terrorist, wouldn't it? Let me ask you, if you took your life savings to a bank and the teller put them in a machine and the machine kicked out 1 out of 4 of your bills and the teller said, "Don't worry, we'll put them in box 3 over here, and we'll let you know how many were in there later. We'll send them off to a separate location, and someone will be sure to get back to you and tell you how much money you have. Would you be okay with that?" No, you would not be okay with that. Now ask yourself the question, which is more valuable, your vote or your money? Now ask a lobbyist that same question. Now ask a campaign manager that question. Now ask Mark Zuckerberg that question, which is more valuable, your money or your vote or your country or this world or the corruption that is taking over every single county in this nation? And then you look into your own soul and you look back at yourself in the mirror and realize that you are the cancer that is tearing this nation apart. Good day.
Wow.
Good day.
Good day.
Well, he's a little upset.
Yes. How would you like it? You go to the ATM, you get your money out, they'll take some of your money, put it in box 3 and get back to you how much is in there.
Well, his point was that he doesn't trust the system,
and that
he thinks we're getting ripped. And there's a lot of people that have a basis for that. And the problem isn't so much, okay, they're cheating. It's, I'm telling you, the Republicans aren't even going to talk about it. They're going to talk about how they should have got their vote out. And so they're not going to address it. They just can't. I think what the Democrats have done, Steve, they figured out that no matter what they do or what they say, if they just scream racist at a Republican, they'll collapse into a fetal position whimpering.
Right.
So that they figured out they can get away with anything, but you just have to remember, you're a racist.
Or bigot or homophobe. Whatever the
yell
name.
At yeah. them right. at, like you're hurting them. And they don't think. They freeze up or something. But
yeah.
I have to say the guy was, I don't know about eloquent, he got a little bit excited.
But his words were good. I mean,
didn't
cuss at him or anything.
Well, I actually think he has an excellent point, which is we don't know whether you're cheating or not because the system doesn't give us the confidence we would like.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's going to be here to stay. Too bad. You'll just have to trust us. Now, bear in mind, we had the Russian collusion. We had the abandon in Afghanistan. We have open borders. We have defund the police. And they're saying, trust us.
Yeah.
Now, can you blame people for not trusting them?
Yeah.
And especially when you take it in context, a little vote cheating is nothing compared to all of that.
Mm.
And so I think you're going to have a lot of kind of disillusionment. I think you got to vote. You got to hang in there. Maybe something will change. Because if you don't vote, it is over. But when you're that discouraged, you say it's useless and we have no chance. So forget the whole thing.
And certainly good passion.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what you got to have a little passion around here. You know, we've been a passionate country.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we have.
That's right.
Well, here's the great passionate guy. His name is Ben Grice. He owns the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton. He also is big time in Knoxville. He's the number one guy in Knoxville. He might run for mayor now.
That you've been featured on. Ben Grice, how are you, partner?
Let me get my fishing waders on, man. That's getting deep.
Hey, firstly, this is a great human being, but he almost died from COVID. How are you feeling?
Yeah.
That was insane. Let's have a better year this year, shall we?
Yes.
For sure.
We want
and
to
it
do
seems
that.
Like oh, you're man. Off to a good start, Ben Grice. Knoxville News That's Sentinel right. saying that chefs don't hold back the barbecue beginnings in downtown Knoxville.
That's
Explain
right.
what's happening.
What are you doing, man? What?
We could not have made a bigger splash. We just started like the beginnings of construction. We've been in design for like a year now. And we've got the spotlight on us now because this is the main drag and we're in the main block.
I'm Chris Foster
of the downtown district. So we're actually occupying a building that's 100 years old, and it's just a blank slate. You know, it's got the exposed brick and the really high ceilings, and actually, oddly enough, the front door is exactly the same as the building we have in Paxton.
No kidding.
I love.
That's awesome.
It's just an old wooden door. It's like going to grandma's house.
Well, we're sending people with our Stever offer. GoStever.com. You get $50 to go eat Humble Hog. Humble Hog's in Paxton, man. It's good.
There you go.
You got your sauces.
Yep.
You got your stuff.
And the rub and
Rubs.
Stuff you can order online for
yeah.
people this holiday season, too, right?
Yeah. Got the hot pickles. Yeah.
Man.
So the retail line really kind of took off for us, and now we're actually relocating it into Knoxville. We've got to deal with a new factory that is actually going to land us with national distribution. So that's my next step.
I knew him when.
Exactly.
I knew him when. Listen, you got it going on, Ben. We're gonna let people get some money to get up there to Paxton. Then they. Your feedback's been very good, Bob.
Yeah.
And very, very good.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're good at what you do.
We've got a great crew.
You got the TV
bet,
personality.
Man.
This is only the beginning, buddy boy.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. We appreciate you.
Awesome.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, my friend. You're the best.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And
congratulations on the big jump in Knoxville. Great
yeah,
work.
Yeah, yeah. Expanding out from downtown Paxton.
It's off to a good start. We just have to finish construction and get her open now. So
you'll get her done,
see.
Partner.
We'll have a date out there soon, and you guys will get an invite for the grand opening. For
you,
sure.
Fun.
Love it.
Hey, buddy. You the man. Stay healthy. You're the guy.
All right.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Grice, owner of Humble Hog, and also down in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's right. At 125 South Market Street in downtown Paxton, humblehogbbq.com. Our offer at GoStever.com today.
Yep. $50, GoStever.com. Sitting there. You got to go eat with Ben Grice up there in Paxton. It's really good, real good. Real good barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
A veteran attending a drag show with his family tackled a gunman at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs Saturday night, taking a pistol away and beating him in the head with it.
I saw him and I went and got him. And when I pulled him down, I told him I was hitting him. I want to kill you, guy.
Richard Fierro's daughter's boyfriend's one of five people killed in that shooting. Fierro and his wife co-own a local brewery. The Atlanta City Council approves a $1 million settlement with Rashard Brooks' widow. He was shot from behind during an arrest attempt 2 years ago.
Body cam footage shows cops speaking with Brooks calmly, but it took a turn for the worse when officers tried to arrest him for drunk driving. Brooks grabbed one of the officer's tasers and fired it at him as he was running away. The officer then shot Brooks.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. Police had responded to a call about Brooks being asleep in his car in a Wendy's drive-thru lane. They spoke for about 40 minutes before the shooting. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Bailey Street between Walnut Street and Market closed in order to facilitate sign removal at 17 East University. During the closure, access is going to be maintained to all local properties. City of Champaign encouraging motorists to pay close attention to traffic control devices. For high school students and parents in Urbana, it's been a week filled with fear and chaos. That's because Tuesday, police say a staff member received a threat from an unknown person. Then last Wednesday, Urbana police and the FBI were notified of additional threats from the same email source prompting the school to go to a hard lockdown. The schools are again closed today. Rantoul police responding to multiple reports of a shooting in the 1100 block of Falcon Drive at about 1:30 Sunday afternoon. They found two people who had been shot upon arrival. A 34-year-old man pronounced dead on the scene. A 15-year-old man with non-life-threatening injuries was transported to a local hospital. Police continue to investigate. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign-Urbana is Saturday, as good as it gets around here. Temperature-wise, for this point in the November calendar and approaching the Thanksgiving holiday, hey, some pretty good travel as well expected within about a day or two of East Central Illinois and the Twin Cities. Next weather systems here for the foreseeable future, one on Thanksgiving, another one on Saturday, carrying with them rain across the area. Any snows confined to the far upper Midwest, parts of the Northeast, and New England in this mild weather pattern, and probably a wetter one, too, extends into the early days, if not first week to 10 days of the month of December, too. So some drought improvement in store. Sunshine, milder 54 today. Southwest to south breezes continue tonight, 29. Mild again tomorrow at 57 with a sun-filled sky. Becoming cloudy here, maybe a few sprinkles Thanksgiving morning. A couple of showers in the afternoon up to 53. Near 50 on Friday with a partly cloudy sky. Some rainy periods Saturday afternoon, the high near 48. Highs in the 40s. Nights right around freezing for Sunday and Monday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, ESPN 93.5. It is November 22nd. We'll have to talk about that. You're too young to remember this date and what happened on this day in history. Johnny is the encyclopedia.
Oh.
On November 22nd, 1963, John Kennedy assassination.
Oh.
But many of you don't remember that. We'll get into that in a bit. Jennifer, how are you?
Sir, I am well. Thanks for, you know, it's always surprising when people don't know what November 22nd, 1963, what happened that day. So
kind of a game changer. Kind of a game changer.
Yeah, actually, I think that was the official beginning of the what people refer to as the deep state, but that's a long story.
Commonwealth Foundation Executive Vice President Jennifer Stefano, what is the Commonwealth Foundation?
Thank you. We're an institution dedicated to helping people flourish by taking free market ideas and turning them into laws. So the way I explain that is when there's less government, there's more power and money to us as individuals. I don't know about you guys, but when I work, I would prefer not to give so much of it to the government. That'd be so helpful.
Isn't that kind of like putting a genie back in the bottle?
Well, you know, look, Ron DeSantis did it in Florida. He told the GOP legislature, this budget's too big. I'm sending it back and I'm slashing it, including slashing some Republican priorities. So it's possible.
Well, I'll tell you, Jennifer, it's not just don't really want to give up much of my money. I now feel guilty about giving it to them. Holy cow. Yeah. Well, I just give it to anybody but them.
Yeah.
They're using it against us sometimes, it seems.
Because we're skeptical of how Dropboxes work and all these things just because it's too loose, it takes too long. If you have, votes going on for 40 days and 40 days after, we're not sure anything can happen with the Republicans. It's very good.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they can. I think that the Republicans just saw major wins in places like Florida, in places like Georgia. You saw that the Republicans were able to win seats. And that in somewhere like Florida, remember, they were the laughingstock of the nation in 2000. For anyone who was around then, there was the hanging chads. You all remember that, where they just couldn't pick a president, and it was all because of Florida. Well, they straightened it out, and they have pretty what I would consider liberal laws around drop boxes and elections. And guess what? They were the Republicans all the time. I think what the Republican Party has failed to do is in states like Pennsylvania and others that sort of have these new voting laws, which, by the way, in states like Pennsylvania, the Republicans won it. They traded this. They voted yes for it. They were in charge of the legislature when these kind of laws got passed. So Republicans actually wanted this until 2020.
Yeah, that
makes
sense.
And then they decided they didn't.
All right, so Donald Trump's running. Does anybody challenge him? And how's that going to look when that's all said and done?
Yeah, it's going to look crowded. I think it's going to be a very crowded field on the Republican side. While I understand, today President Trump might do well in a random polling of Republican candidates, I think that's because he's most famous. He's the former president, and he's the most known. But I think the big void in the Republican Party is someone able to step forward and cast a unifying vision, not for what Republicans are against, right, which we know is like woke Democratic ideology, but rather what are they for? What is the future? What does America look like? And I think, again, you've seen it with Ron DeSantis, you've seen it with Youngkin. When they cast a forward vision like that, when they fight for school choice, for the rights of parents, that's a big issue moving forward, right? For lower taxes and less government, not only can they bring along Trump voters and Trump supporters, they can win over Democrats. And I think that's what we're going to have to see who does the best. And of course, come on, guys, who raises the most money?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the problem the rest of the field has is simply in the Republican primary, and the more crowded it is, Jennifer, maybe the worse it is for everybody else, because Trump's, you know, you said it, he's had probably over $1 trillion of press, and there's an old adage, there's no such thing as bad press in politics, because right. People just remember Trump, and I don't know how anyone's really going to challenge him in the Republican primary. I think he could bring Democrats with another candidate like Mike Pence or DeSantis, but I don't think they'll get that far.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. And I do, you know, I'm watching and I want to see, you know, the campaign finance reports. That tends to tell you a lot. Now, Mike Pence has recently dropped a new book. He's out there doing a ton of media. And he has a really interesting strategy here. First, he is talking about what he did on January 6, 2020 and how he distanced himself from Trump. And he defended the United States Constitution that day when his life was at risk, the lives of others were at risk. But at the same time, and this is correct, he talks about the policies that he and Trump worked together to get passed, and Mike Pence was a large driver of that in the Trump administration. I mean, you guys remember how great were things before the pandemic hit?
Yeah, right.
It was remarkable, and that was thanks to the economic policies. It was thanks to energy independence. There's a lot of questions today whether a Trump-Pence administration would have ever, whether Putin would have ever even tried what he did in Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, right?
I don't think he would have. I don't think anything.
Oh, not a chance.
Because they were thought that the guy was crazy. He might do something.
They just would have known he was going to not let him do it. But he also wouldn't have goaded him over the border. That's a whole nother can of worms with the Ukraine, which I think we had our fingerprints all over it. Don't forget the Democrats overthrew the guy Putin liked as president. Why would we do that in Ukraine? I don't know. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, then what happens, Jennifer Stefano? And last question. If all those people coming across the border turn into Republican voters, will the Democrats start screaming they're illegal?
You know, I hope we start addressing the issues on the border simply because of the tragedy of the opioid epidemic how much of that is, and it's not just people crossing illegally, but simply the way we even work on tracking things that are coming through and border controls in that regard. I think we really do have to take this seriously. And there's no other nation on earth that would allow what the United States allows. And so we have to have a leader articulate that and just simply explain to the American people this can no longer go on.
Well, I think...
And I do think there's a lot of openness for that, even on the Democrats.
I don't know. I think what gets me, no other nation on earth openly just says, we don't follow all of our laws, and that's just some of them we're not going to pay any attention to.
Yeah.
You know, the consequences are one thing, but what about the whole system? We talk about elections. What difference do they make? They get together with this mass of people and arguing and enact these things. Okay, here's what we're going to do. They don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that work?
Right. So again, this is where a Republican has a big chance to win and to make a difference here.
Jennifer Stefano, how can people connect with you?
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Stefano, and we'll be happy to talk to everyone. You guys have a great show. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jennifer. Thank you. ESPN 93.5, 744. Peek at your sports headlines coming up.
Looking for a custom design that stands out for your business? Wanting to get your vehicle wrapped but just don't know where to go? It's Aftershock Decals and Designs. From vehicle wraps to building designs, Aftershock creates designs that make heads turn. Heck, they wrap all of Lands' heating, cooling, and plumbing trucks and vans. The one where Troy Lands is waving? That's Aftershock. Aftershock Decals and Designs. Heck, they also do signs, banners, even amazing coffee tumblers. Check them out at AftershockDD.com.
With the holiday season upon us, we at Gale Frerichs Trucking would like to take time out to express our appreciation and heartfelt thanks to our drivers and support staff. We take pride in making family and safety the top priorities at GFT. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott, inviting all Class A CDL holders in Central Indiana and Illinois to join our family so you can provide for and spend more time with your family. We offer paid holidays and vacations, home time every weekend and holiday, the industry's top pay package, safety and operations bonuses, rider program, insurance, $4,000 sign-on bonus, and more. Call 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com to join the GFT family and get pay and quality home time you can count on. 765-793-7131.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
All right, you got a little doggy coming over for Thanksgiving to meet your little doggy.
Yeah.
We'll help you out with that, Dr. Todd, coming up.
Sports, okay, good.
Sports headlines in now.
And I know we're going to be talking World Cup, and, you know, it's... I know that USA and Wales tied at one.
Inside the next hour,
we'll be talking with somebody, Jonathan Savage, about World Cup.
Can't get into the World Cup.
Is that
Cup.
In your world, John?
No. So what does a tie
it's
mean?
It's soccer.
It's a tie. Well, we're still in it, then.
I guess.
I don't know. I really am not a soccer fan.
Can I do my trash talking?
Okay, go ahead.
You can't kick ball.
I played a little soccer in India. And I never understood why.
Is that where you get this?
Well, in India, it was like, let's play football. And I was jacked.
Yeah. Right.
And they brought the soccer ball.
Right.
Because they call it football.
That's right.
I thought we were going to play football.
And I think there's some, you know, I think if you play American football and you like it, you probably won't be that excited about soccer. It's a different game. And if you play American football and don't like it, you might like
it. Hey, listen, soccer is a real good sport for boys and girls. It's great.
It is.
But just, and I think it's more popular than it has been ever here.
Yeah, that's right.
But, boy, the world is really good at soccer, and USA is always pretty good, and the women have been great. The women's soccer has been fantastic, but the men, then they have this big thing about women aren't getting paid as much as men. It's all about generating revenue, and if you generate more revenue, you got to get paid more than the men.
There you go.
Boom.
Well, actually, soccer is a healthy sport and a great thing to play.
For sure.
Just needed to release more of my aggression.
Well, speaking of that,
somebody.
49ers over the Cardinals, 38-10. Jimmy Garoppolo with 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. But as I've been saying for a year and a half, we need Garoppolo, and they had him at second string this year, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And the Saints go ahead. We don't need him. Yeah. He's great. Eastern Illinois, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
go
right.
Panthers.
No, right.
And it was in Mexico City, over 78,000 fans in that game. Yeah. When it comes to Illinois football, we'll be against Northwestern Saturday at 2:30. Keep in mind, IHSA state playoff championships are the 25th and 26th, Friday and Saturday. As we don't have Unity Rockets in it, though. Williamsville beat us. But in any case, 16 teams coming to town. And visit champaigncounty.org for all the details on the 35,000 fans coming in. And they could use some ambassadors in case you'd like to reach out.
All right. We got to go to Dr. Todd. Do that next.
Thank
ESPN 93.5.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. The best offers of the season are reserved through Sunday only. It's our all three free sale. Get store-wide savings on our best floors. And through Sunday, get a free labor credit on every carpet and floor. Get a $50 labor credit for every 100 feet you buy. That's any carpet, any floor. Our waterproof, versatile luxury vinyl floors, durable and pet-friendly carpet, hardwood, laminate, and more, including our Shaw Floors collection. Beautiful Shaw floors are designed with you in mind. Plus, get the finishing touches for free. Get free accessories or area rugs with your furniture purchase. Minimum purchase required. See store for details. Plus, now you can buy any floor or furniture with special 2 years free financing. Through Sunday only, don't miss the all three free sale with free labor credit. Only at Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. We're flooring people.
So again, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois and Champaign-Urbana. And then Saturday, a nice couple of days worth of mild weather in store. Dry roads, good visibilities for the big travel day tomorrow, if not heading out sooner. Next weather systems carry with them rain across the area, with a couple of showers breaking out on Thanksgiving Day, some organized rains on Saturday. That will certainly help with the ability to get some of that moisture in these unfrozen grounds by and large, and some drought improvement anticipated, and no real winter in sight here, even into the early days of the month of December. Sunshine, milder southwest breeze, 54 for the day today. Will bottom out clear tonight, 29. Unseasonably mild for the day tomorrow. South breezes and a mostly sunny sky at 57. Clouding up on Thanksgiving Day, a few sprinkles mid to late morning, a couple of showers in the afternoon. High on Thanksgiving Day, delightful at 53. Near 50 and a partly cloudy Friday. Some rain breaking out by Saturday afternoon. The high near 48. Quiet weather expected. Dry weather too for Sunday and Monday. High temperatures still well into the 40s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Well, how happy are you with your current copy vendor? Do you feel like you're getting the service support you need? Well, Watts has been serving local business and schools for 40 years right here. Call Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428 to schedule a no-cost assessment. Where service is more than a promise, it's Watts Copy Systems. Always a pleasure to talk to Dr. Todd. Bet Pro over at Madison Kirby.
Yep.
Champagne, Thanksgiving, 2 days away. Got to watch the grease on the turkey, I think, for the puppies. Is that right, Todd?
That's right. Always that nothing like turkeyitis, as I like to call it. That's why I work Fridays after Thanksgiving. Yeah. Hand out those diarrhea pills.
Okay, because they get loose stools and stuff. Okay, so we have Frosty coming over to our house with Mosey and Lovey. We're introducing a dog.
I see.
Frosty's got Husky in it, Doc, and she likes to roll around in dead animals and whatnot.
Yeah. Why do they do that? Why do dogs roll around?
Why is that, Dr. Todd?
No, we don't like it.
Yeah, the worse the smell, the more they seem to like it. That's for sure.
Why do they want to?
Are they trying to change their scent?
I cover it. Something. I'm not quite sure on that one. That's a good question. Yeah, we bathe them, get them all smelling good, and then go home and roll in rabbit
food. Yeah, no, I know. I call him Boofer. He talks all the time. There he is.
Yeah, he's working today.
Okay. Boof is working, but he won't. We just that. Ooh. All the time.
Right.
Nonstop. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, how do we introduce them?
Well, anyway, yeah, we have, there's two things I'd like to bring up because we haven't really talked about this before, but, you know, with the holidays coming, people are going to come into your house, and maybe your pets have got some idiosyncrasies, like they line up on the door and they go charging through it every time somebody comes in. So it's kind of nice if you talk to your family that's coming in and remind them, hey, make sure the door you got the door closed well, or et cetera, et cetera. You know, like when we've had millions of people come into our house, and before they come, we send a big list of house rules for our pets. Like example, we had puppies, and a younger child was standing there when they picked up a puppy, and puppy squirmed. The puppy wiggled out of their hands, and it fell on its head and died.
That was a very
traumatic experience for everybody involved.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, therefore, we started setting house rules like, okay, your kids can come in. We want to hold the puppies, but they've got to sit down.
Yeah.
And so we tell people rules that are right for our dogs when they come in.
Yeah, okay.
So that's a good idea, just to over stuff like that in a friendly way, of course.
Yeah.
And then introductions. I like to do introductions kind of on leash so you got control of the situation. You'll know pretty quick if it's going to go well or not. You know, the dogs will sniff each other, and most of the time you'll get a play bow where the front goes down, the tail goes up, saying, hey, let's play, and that goes well. And then, at that point, you can come off leash and just kind of observe it until you feel like you've got a good handle on it. But danger signs you want to watch for, the hackles coming up on the back, eyes dilated, ears back. That means they're more tense about the situation, maybe moving too fast.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we do introductions. We try to do it outside the house where it's neutral ground for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad idea.
Because coming into a house and a new dog or two sniffing at you, that can be a little overwhelming for some dogs. I mean, we get dogs flying over from Europe. I bring them home, and there's like 20 dogs that want to smell them, by the way. That's like, whoa.
It's right.
And what about the panting? If you see the dog panting so much, what's that a sign of?
Well, anxious, nervous, excited, all those type things can be indicated. Again, body posture tells you everything. And that's just one of the body posture things you watch for. So,
Dr. Todd, the boofer is talkative today.
Hey, he said there's a lot of grooming going on. He's got to keep it under control.
You're booked through Thanksgiving, I'm sure, aren't you?
I get cancellations, so it's not too late. So okay. You never know.
Excellent.
Wash up the doggy. How do they reach Dr. Todd Likens and Boof?
Hey, give us a good old text. Taylor's on duty. 217-355-5051 or give Boof a call.
Just call 1-800-BOOF.
There you go.
1-800-BOOF.
1-800-BOOF, yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Todd. We appreciate
it,
buddy.
Yeah, you guys too.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Todd, the boofer in full voice, all the time.
I hope we may have an emergency. If that dog does the same thing he did yesterday, we need him to wash him. We can't do it again. That'd be Frosty.
Frosty
rolling in the... Well, in the really
I don't know why they do that.
Lovey
did that not long ago.
Yeah. Really bad. It took quite a bath.
Do you have the camera
thing
on John when he says rolling in really bad stuff?
Really bad.
Because
nose crinkled up really bad.
And it's Matthew's dog, not my dog.
Right.
But we did it all, Steve. We had the fish, the ducks, the rabbits, the guinea pigs, the raccoons. So all from 7
raccoons
through about 18. And I haven't had a desire. I know the agony and the ecstasy of the pets.
Yes.
Well, all right. We're going to break for the news. Don't forget, ghoststever.com. You're on Humble Hog.
Humble Hog, downtown Paxton.
Got to use it within a week now.
Yes.
I got it dated November 30, so if you can't get up there by November 30 to Paxton, don't go for it.
Dean and the team will take care of you, the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton.
Yep. It's $50 to eat some amazing food, get some spicy pickles, whatever you want. All right, that's Johnny. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane. We'll be back. Don't go away.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia as the pregame fun starts at Pia Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. Enjoy 350 22-ounce light and course light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's. You'll find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Find your perfect artificial Christmas tree at Prairie Gardens. With so many styles and sizes from which to choose, the area's largest tree selection is waiting for you. Your expert will guide you to a tree that's just right. From the lights to the style to the just perfect size, at prices you'll love and the very best tree guarantee, 'tis the season to find your perfect artificial Christmas tree at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and totally Christmas.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
PDR Automotive in Urbana is a locally owned repair shop, and they've now serviced over 250,000 vehicles in their near 50-year history. Now, that's more than four times the size of a sold-out Memorial Stadium. It's more than all Division I athletes in the country combined. That's more than the entire population of Champaign County. That's more than, well, you get the idea. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.